Well, I got two shows tonight in the East Village. If you're around New York City, come out. One's at a place called Poco, the other one's at a place called Lucky Jack's. But you're not in New York, are you? Why does nobody live in New York City that listens to this show? It's very odd. It's a great place to live. Come over. I know, you like it where you are, too. Every place is great, except for some. But where you are, fantastic. I'm sure there's all sorts of, you know, there's the new restaurant that everybody loves. There's that yogurt place. And, you know, it's only a short drive to the fun place where all the things are. So enjoy it. Oh, this weekend I'm doing this Skegfest. That's a podcast featuring the Skegs, and they have a comedy festival. So I'm doing a couple of shows on that. I don't know. If you like, that should be fun, I guess. But like I said, you don't live in New York City. It's in Brooklyn. Last night, I went to see Ant-Man and the Wasp. And, it's a superhero movie. I like those. That's one of your main genres. You know, you got your superhero movie, you got your Star Wars movie, you got your Dwayne The Rock Johnson movie, and Oscar bait. But I still would say, sorry to bother you if you're going to go see a movie. Unless you're like, I already saw Sorry to Bother You, and I want to see a Paul Rudd superhero movie. There you go. Then definitely go see Ant-Man and the Wasp. It's cool. It's. Oh, that season finale of Handmaid's Tale. That was good, right? And that's all my pop culture news. Is I like Handmaid's Tale, but it's very. And there's some real rough stuff in there to watch. I don't like, because there's a lot of rape in it. I had the episode yesterday, but there's a lot of rape in that show, and I find it disturbing. Oh, let's look at the news. I got nothing. That's the problem with recording this when I wake up. I don't really have much to say, and all that's on my mind is whatever I did last night. But then what? Michael Jackson was chemically castrated by his dad, says doctor. Holy shit. Now that is disturbing. Yet, wow, is anybody surprised by that? That's a lot to unpack about the king of pop. You know, the thing about the Michael Jackson, the king of pop thing, is I always find amusing that I never really knew, is that he just called himself that, and then everybody else started calling him that. It wasn't like somebody came up with it. It wasn't like a magazine headline or something. It was like, he's like, I want to be called the king of pop. And everybody's like, sure. You are. But I guess titles mean a lot more, even when you're chemically castrated. Here's the thing.
The man was very motivated for fame, yet he was chemically castrated? It's very... I'm trying to wrap my head around this thing. I'm going to have to read about it and talk about it tomorrow. I'm very... Icelandic whaling company kills endangered blue whale. Now, what do you get for a dead whale? Like, really, like, what are you going around killing? Is there a lot of call for the whale blubber? Is that, I thought that was just something that they used to use to, like, before we had, I don't even know what it was for. I was going to say something really dumb that I thought it was for, and I'm not even going to say it. It's so dumb. And I cut myself off because I realized it was a thing that existed in my brain that I never said out loud what I thought whale blubber was for. And then you know what? I'm going to look that up and see if I was right later. But anyway, what the fuck could it be? What kind of business model is killing whales? Like, don't you think there's other things that you could get into out there in Iceland? Like, you could open up a nice sandwich shop. People love sandwiches everywhere. I don't think you can go find a place where people don't like some type of a sandwich. Now, I know there are some countries where bread isn't as popular, but they wrap it up in something. Everybody likes their food wrapped up in something. So I don't know exactly what kind of food they got in Iceland. Maybe it's whale meat. But move on. Get out of that whale meat. Make some synthetic whale meat, vegetarian whale meat. Do they have that? They gotta. You can make that shit taste like anything. That soy. I know some people don't like soy stuff. I like it every now and then. Why not? I had some kind of veggie burger, some plant-based Incrediburger, whatever the fuck it was called, in Philadelphia. Did it taste like a burger? No. But it was good. It was good for what it was. I forget. I heard Bill Gates invested in it, and I said, let me eat some of that Bill Gates plant-based burger. And then asked the woman, it was like a stand. It was like a food truck. And she had this Philly accent, this really heavy Philly accent, like, it's plant-based, hun. And I can't really do it that way. I could do a Philly accent sometimes. It's a bad accent. I'll say it's about Philadelphia. That accent is garbage. And it just gets worse when you go further south. Baltimore is just the worst Philly accent. Oof. Let's see. Oh, I'm not going to read about that. Malls in California are sending license plate information to ICE. Well, I don't know what you're talking about here. Malls in California... Everything's about ICE. A lot of news stories about ICE and people wanting to get other people deported. You know what? I don't like narcs, man. Why are you narking on people? Unless they're hurting somebody, why are you worried about other people's shit? That's bad fucking karma. Ratting people out. I don't fuck with people's money. I don't rat people out. None of that shit. If somebody sucks at a job, I'm like, that ain't for me to go. You know, you go to a store and, like, oh, the service is shitty. First of all, I've worked in a store and given shitty service. So just because this person's not on my exact timeline, why should I be mad at them for doing the thing that I did. And then it's not like I learned better. I just stopped working at a store. I never gave good service. I mean, sometimes you get in the mood. So I don't rat no fucking buddy out. And then if somebody's doing some shit, I don't know, trying to think of something. Say I'm at a movie, right? And somebody's filming the movie to sell to bootleg it. I've never seen this happen, but I wish I would. What am I going to go tell the fucking usher? No. Would I rat somebody out for talking? I never have. I'll yell at people for talking. Not anymore. Not since MoviePass. You know what? MoviePass has made me feel like there's not the high stakes on the film. So if a bunch of people were talking at Ant-Man, don't give a shit. But also, if I'm at a dumb movie, people are going to talk. You know, if I'm going to see like a quiet movie, like Leave No Trace, people are talking, I'll move. But yeah, don't rat people out. So I don't know what this story is about, but it sounds like a bunch of narcs doing narc shit. Internet to remain free and fair in India, government approves net neutrality. So, and they got a lot of people there in India. So, maybe you can, I don't know. I'd like to visit other countries. I'm going to go to Edinburgh in a few weeks. And, shit, I got to get ready for that. I got a lot of work to do before that. What am I doing wasting my time on this podcast? I should go do that. I just reminded myself. Get to work, dummy. All right. Good for India and the net neutrality. I'm going to get the fuck out of here. I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.